Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Tuesday Facebook Live. This is part one of two for Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Fall is here. We have crossed the bridge in California. It is officially fall weather. My wife said to me, it is really cool out. So if you're experiencing fall weather, welcome. Jeffrey Combs, president, founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Heather, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you. Lori, good to see you in Orange County, California. Welcome, everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Lori in OC, California. Lori, you attended one of the last events I spoke in 2020. That was February 2020. Then I spoke the next weekend in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and that was all she wrote for speaking. I've not hosted a live event or spoken a live event. I will be featured on a online event coming up in early October. Mike, how are you this evening? Good to connect with you, Mike Macon. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Henry, good to see you this afternoon. And Henry, I look forward to coaching you tomorrow morning. Wojo, great to coach you this morning. Welcome, everyone. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Yes, I do understand. It is very, very unique and interesting in the world today. Many challenges that we face. I mean, take a look at Australia. Take a look at what's going on around the world. And then look in your own backyard. For those of you who are parents, my condolences, my gratitude, and my sincerest appreciation for what you're going through as a parent through just navigating the situation as it is. And then if you have a full-time job and or a part-time business, then that just adds to the responsibility, the ability to respond to the stimulus. So there is a lot to contend with in the world today. It's very easy to get overwhelmed. It's also just as equally inspiring to be present, to be here, to be now. And there's never been a better time than to teach yourself the value of the power of now, the value of just sitting here in the moment, taking long, deep breaths, breathing, releasing, and doing your best to be your best despite the circumstances. I experienced a computer meltdown yesterday, so I'm on a new laptop today, and I'm breathing and releasing as I'm learning the new skill sets required to navigate the new situation while my internet went out and printer went out all at the same time. Fortunately, I have top-tier assistants who I can delegate to, which is another situation, letting go of control. And the egoic mind, the analytical egoic mind that wants to be in charge, that wants to know the answer, that wants to know the outcome, that wants to be in charge, that is the inner voice that you breathe, release, and let go so you can be and stay present. Now, what's good for me is despite and in spite all of the circumstances, it was the last 24 hours has been a five-figure 24 hours. That means that I have trained myself, conditioned myself to produce results in spite, despite of whatever else is going on in the outer world. And you can do the same situation for yourself by learning how to let go of what you're trying to control, change your self-talk. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. Oh my, the worst case scenario. No, you have to be and stay present and be able to, in the moment, let go as easily and effortlessly as possible. Now, the topic for today's Facebook Live is the success factor. And what does it mean to really understand what the success factor is? This is the title of one of my books. And if you don't understand what success is, that's your responsibility to define that for yourself, to really have a clear definition of what success means to me. That's you, not someone else. It's you. What does it mean? It's a feeling, first of all. And then there can be an outcome attached to it. But as you learn to be non-attached, you're in the production, you're in the result, you're in the process of that situation, the evolution of developing the skills, habits, and mindset to be and stay successful. So that would be back-to-back days of no cheat days, back-to-back days of no criticizing yourself. That's where it would really begin, is to be able to change your self-talk, to be able to change your energy, so you can be able to change who and what you attract. Let's take a look at the 7 points I presented for today's Facebook Live. Point number one is letting go of struggle. If you have struggled, if you're a noble struggler, if you have waved the struggler's hit parade flag, if life is challenging, if you struggle with your diet, struggle with your weight, if you communicate that, if money is a struggle, money doesn't struggle with you, you are overwhelmed with it. So the way you communicate will have an outcome, will have an input on the outcome of what you attract and create. Now, there's a difference between being positive, which is more of a try factor. I'm trying to be positive, rather than being clear. Clarity are facts. And when you state the facts, when you understand what's going on in the world, when you understand what's going on in your world, when you have clarity, when you communicate, when you know, when you're in that state, then you're not in an overwhelmed state guessing, kinda. I think, probably, if I had to say, you're not in any of this communication, is when you're in absolute clarity, when you're in the know, when you're in the now, that state, when you're able to articulate your feelings into word, you can sit down and compose on command, you can write on command, you can be creative and innovative. But if you struggle, struggle is hardaholism. Struggle is dragging the 50-pound weight around with you. Struggle is waiting till the last minute. Struggle is an overwhelming, intoxicating energy that most of society holds on to. Letting go of struggle is the end of the era. It's the death of the ego. It's being here. It's being now. It's being in the present. So if you've been a noble struggler, you pull it off at the last minute. Oh, my God. When you want that last minute situation that you pull it off. If you've lived in a lot of overwhelmed chaos in your apartment, your house is just a disaster. That's part of that struggle. That's a direct reflection of being overwhelmed. As you become disciplined, have a method, create a routine, have a system, a plan. As long as you don't rebel against it, the purpose of that is to create more ease, to have a more relaxed outcome in the process. But if you're very forced, you're rigid, and you live in your head, you're anxious, you're overwhelmed, you're analyzing situations, it's going to be very difficult because your communication will be, I don't understand, I don't get it. Why does this happen to me? This doesn't make sense. Does that make sense? As you let go of making sense, and moving into the understand state. I understand, I know, I'm aware, I'm objective, I'm rigorously honest. As you move into that state, the energy changes because now you're in a place called clarity. And it's that clarity where you're able to articulate. And in clarity, you're not worried about the outcome. You're not, I might offend someone, I might make a mistake, I might say the wrong thing, I might get in trouble, I might get my ass handed to me. I might piss someone off. I mean, when you're done with that noise, when you're able to be here and be now, that now in that state of clarity, that doesn't mean you're direct. It means you're clear. There's a distinction between clarity and directness. Directness comes from anger. Clarity is driven from consciousness. And in that consciousness, you won't offend someone because you're not telegraphing it. And you're not worried about it because there's in consciousness and knowing, there's nothing to worry about because you already know that no matter what happens, you know. And you're in that state of non-attachment. And it's that state of non-attachment where there is no struggle. And this is where situations, so there can be challenges going on in your world. But when you live in the hands-free zone, when you live in the zone, then the money will come to you. People will show up easily and effortlessly. On two back-to-back days, late at night, two people contacted me, hired me within, and I contacted them back. They answered, and it was a 10-minute conversation. It was like that. That's the EASE. That's the hands-free zone. The acronym is E period Z, E-Z. And if you study it, it's called easyosophy, the art of ease, the study of easyology, where there's ease to the situation. Rather than difficult, this is challenging, this is overwhelming, this is so hard. I mean, it's a hard world, it's a tough world. It's how are we ever going to get back to normal? I mean, that's not going to happen. That's what you let go of. The new normal is the new normal. That means you focus, you adapt, and adjust. But if you have challenges changing, like many people, then you'll be challenged with that. You'll struggle. Struggle is noble. It's hardaholism. And you become a hard-aholic. Hard-aholic, that's someone who practices the art or practices the struggle of creating resistance, of creating a multitude of situations where there's conflict and then there's force and counterforce in this situation. That's what struggle is. It's very noble for these people. These are the type of people that their energy usually is very toxic, very dramatic, and it's very over the top. Oh my God, you have no idea what I'm going through. And these are the type of people who live in high degree of difficulty. So that's what struggle is. It's difficult consciousness. And so that's what many people live in. If that's you, take a good look at it. It's so hard to let go of these last 30 pounds. It's so difficult to get up in the morning. It's so hard to do. See, that's the communication. You're already speaking into existence reality that you are manifesting. And it's so hard to juggle to dedicate my time. I'm so overwhelmed. See, that's how most of the world communicates. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, that's what letting go is. So there's the other side of hard is easy. It's where there's an ease to it, where it's smooth, where you're flexible. Hard is inflexibility. Hard is fight or flight. Struggle is health challenges. It's health issues. Health consciousness, mindset consciousness, is a different level of energy where there's a level of ease. There's the zone, the hands-free zone. It's where you spot up and drop it in. Volleyball, basketball, baseball, any sport that includes a ball or bowling or any situation where there's a chemistry, there's a poetry, there's a repetition and experience, where there's music, the arts, baseball, any sport where that repetition and experience creates the zone. And the same situation can happen in business. The zone comes from that repetition and experience in a practice state of letting go, where the mechanism of letting go is mastered, so that no one rejects you, no one abandons you, no one gaslights you, no one ghosts you. They just simply aren't interested. And so you're not struggling trying to figure that out, making sense. When you're trying to make sense, the ego is trying to make sense, it's struggling to come up with the answer. That's what so many people do, instead of just accepting. So in acceptance, you're letting go of struggle. In acceptance, you're letting go of being right. In acceptance, you're moving into the solution and the answer, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, so that you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. That's the hands-free zone versus the wringing the wash rag like this, where it's very, very difficult getting that last drop of water out of it. So in struggle, oftentimes struggle comes from anger, and it also comes from passivity, where the person's either very angry or very passive. And when you move into the middle of that state called consciousness, that's where the separation begins. So in that state, you're actually creating your own space where struggle is not an option, where the situation you live in, there's more flexibility in it. You can't do this when you're rigid, when you're pissed off a lot, when you're yelling at your teammates, when you're mad at people, when you're mad at the world, when you want to be right, when you want to fight the system. Now, realize there are times when it's required that we stand up to tyranny, or we stand up to the system, or we stand up to the resistance, or whatever it is, a situation. But you also want to choose your battles, and you want to be able to choose the situation that's going to give you the best result. If you have to take a stand, take a stand, but you want to do that in a relaxed body so you're not angry at the situation. That anger creates inflexibility. It creates the right, wrong, black, white dichotomy. And in that situation, there's a high probability that you'll create conflict. But as you learn to let go, separate your feelings from the events that shape them, you are not the mind-body connection. So Henry says, just like Stuart Wilde's book, life was never meant to be a struggle. Right, that was the little tiny book, Henry. And then that book was put into a book called Three Keys to Empowerment. I was studying Wilde in the 90s, early 90s. I never met Stuart Wilde. However, my friend Frederick Lehrman shared the stage with him on numerous occasions. He has great content. The Quickening, The Awakening, The Little Money Bible, Three Keys to Empowerment are some of his better content. It's very, very good content, very deep. And he definitely understood what was going on in the world today as he wrote that in the 1990s. Clarity, consciousness, that consciousness, clarity, just even saying it, Clarity is the ability to see, the ability to predict, the ability to know. That's what clarity is. And so when you are clear in your communication style, when you're able to articulate your feelings into words, when you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, you are unequivocally in the hands-free zone. And it's that space of hands-free that is empowering for you. And the more that you're in that space of hands-free, that you are, once again, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Then you are you, and you are free. And that freedom that you're now moving into, there's no struggle. And that's where you can have conversations with people, and they buy or don't buy, and you let them go easily and effortlessly, and then you're not left after the end of the conversation talking to yourself about it and that content. And so that's the letting go is virtually the other side of struggle. Because if you're not letting go, you're holding on. You're holding on to a set of feelings. You're holding on to a set of circumstances. You're holding on to the past, recreating the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. So when you are you or you are free, that's your real self. That's your higher self. And in your higher self, you will seldom struggle. You will know the answer. And in that space, you're able to have clearly defined boundaries. You're not, because the communication style is conducive to the outcome. If your communication continues to foster struggle, difficulty, hardness, force, and all these other situations that creates the resistance, then you'll create that over and over to create the payoff, which is disappointment. And so disappointment is struggle. Disappointment, frustration, anger, rage, hate, rejection, abandonment, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, pride, anxiety, fear, and doubt. These are all low levels of energy that creates a just get by type mentality, a struggle mentality, a pull it off at the last minute situation, a not good enough energy where there's a lot of force, there's a lot of pushing. That's the struggle. When you're letting go, the hands-free zone or the zone, that's allow space. You're able to allow it to happen. There's a different level of permission. It's like you give yourself permission to be your best you. But if you've been criticized as a child, criticized as a grown-up, and you are been guilted into situations, you don't have permission to be yourself. You have to take care of everyone else. You have to take care of other people. You have to take care of other people's requirements. You have to be their errand boy, their errand girl, their mentor, their therapist, the person they call up and you listen to them for an hour on the telephone. I mean, you require clearly defined boundaries. You do not have time for that type of situation. You learn to let people go easily and effortlessly without struggling over it. Guilt creates a lot of struggle because in guilt, there's the, I don't know, I'm not really sure, what will. Guilt is doubt-based energy. And in doubt, there's a lot of force. Anytime you're in doubt, it's all forced energy. Because you know and you don't know, you should and you shouldn't, you like to, because your foot's on the dock and your foot's on the boat. It's an energy that most people stay in to avoid being successful. And once again, the perception of success, it's perceived to be hard to succeed, yet struggling is exhausting. And so that's what so many people do, is they live in the struggle factor. They keep doing the same thing over and over, recreating the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. And when you are no longer that mind-body connection to the events, no longer, and I'll say the mind-body connection. So if you grew up in a family where struggle is a way of life and you've adopted that struggle, it'll show up in your money, it'll show up in your relationships, it'll show up in your time, it'll show up on getting the seat on the plane. I mean, it'll just show up in so many ways because it's become an expectation. So when you expect to struggle, that is absolutely what you get. When you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you are you and you are free. And that's what's so important, that you have that struggle mentality so that you're not in the hands-on. You're not holding on to a set of circumstances. So there's a level of EASE, ease. It's EASY, easy. The acronym is EASY. The study is EASY-osophy. And then you're an EASY-ologist. So just use the word easy. This is easy. This is new. This is easy. Use inflection. Easy. Smooth. As cool as the other side of the pillow. Ice in the veins. calm, cool, and collected. Bring it on, Chief. I mean, it's that energy. It's a relaxed energy. There's no swag in it. There's no arrogance. It's a calm, cool, quiet energy as you have let go of struggle. How do you get to that place, though? Well, Antoinette, you hired me, so I will be assisting you. It's not a place you get to. It's a state that I am. The state that I am is that you determine that I am that today. I am no longer the mind-body connection to the noble struggler. I mean, it starts with word followed with a set of actions. But until word is spoken, until struggle is let go, it goes from, it's first a concept, then it's a context, and then it becomes a reality. So you would begin in the communication as I'm a recovering struggler. I'm a recovering noble struggler. I am no longer waving the struggler's hit parade flag. I mean, it begins with the power of word. And then word with action concurrently so that you're not in that situation any longer. So money is so difficult. It's so hard to make money. I mean, that's how many people communicate. And then they end up tiptoeing quietly through life, arriving at their grave safely, living the greatest pain, the pain of struggle. It's exhausting to struggle. It affects the immune system, the adrenal system, the lymphatic system, and many other situations that are disempowering, not empowering. And as you begin to let go, really let go and understand that struggle is a way of life that's adopted, you can definitely overcome it. You're not forced to live in it. And there's no nobility in it. There's no payoff in it that's inspiring. The payoff is debilitating. The payoff affects many areas of your immune system, adrenal system, lymphatic system, your energy, your bank account, your inspirational energy. It has so many areas that it just sucks the life out of you. And it's going to be your responsibility to create that inspired life. And it's not a how do I, it's a committed state one day at a time, starting with the power of the spoken word, followed with a relaxed action plan that you can duplicate daily. That's very, very simple. So that you have a method, a routine to be and stay sober, a method, a routine to build a business, a method, a routine to exercise, to in all areas of your life, you start to develop routines that you can live in easily. The objective is to be in ease and flow, not resistance, and in flexibility. You're very, very flexible in your energy so that you're here and you're now. Henry pointed that out. So thank you very much, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you this afternoon. We will reconvene this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific. I'm looking forward to connecting with you because I am going to be covering the pain of regret. That will be tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. That will be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll be Wednesday morning for you. That'll be Tuesday night for me. Two for Tuesday, Henry. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.